Hello,
just say the fucking intro.
Fuck! Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Curly Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth. Scott, how you going?
It was on Christmas.
We went to the shops. We bought a book on Christmas.
Wow. See, we didn't even have to practice that.
I know all the listeners keep asking questions going, hey, boys, give us a little peek behind the curtain.
Like, what is your new hit single, It Was On Christmas?
And I go, all right, babes. Hey, hey, Scott.
Yep.
Maybe we should give them a little bit behind the scenes.
And we just did.
What the balls just happened before this podcast.
I know what just happened. It was magic. And for the listeners out there, you should be welcome.
What? You're on a different fucking page, you twit. Listen to my words.
What did you say? I didn't even hear you.
Am I peaking? So,
no,
am I peaking?
You're plateauing.
Okay, thanks.
You're doing well.
Oh, mate, just like my bloody sex life. That's a funny joke that someone would make.
It's also a bit tragic.
Oh,
it's okay, I'm here for you, brother.
No! I was wondering what happened before the podcast. Did we re-record over it and fuck up and this is our second take?
Yeah, this is our second take. We did. Because I started recording.
No one cares.
Who cares? We watched Fantastic Four,
Rise of the Silver Surfer. It was on Christmas.
Shit, I missed it.
Can I just say before that, love the theme song to Fantastic Four. What, you're cutting me off?
Sorry. Continue, because you're on a bit of a trail.
Okay,
here.
Yeah, well, and the theme song to this is really good when we listened to it. I watched a movie the other day.
Yeah.
So I was going across the Harbour Bridge yesterday, North Sydney Line.
Listening to the Fantastic Four theme.
To the world of the, you know, the nice Sydney.
The cityscape.
Cityscape.
Yeah, yeah.
And my God, having that playing, it's a must-do experience. Put it on your bucket list, people. Tick it off.
That sounds like a bit of a good experience.
Main Titles, it was called. That's the song. Main Titles from Fantastic Four.
Damn, you must have felt pretty heroic on that train.
Yeah.
Like, you felt like you were saving everyone.
Not really. I just felt like I was, you know, main character moment.
Yeah.
It was quite beautiful.
I love that. I love that when music like that sucks you in.
Mm.
All right. Before we get into it, as per the last episode, we have started a new tradition. So it is synopsis time.
Oh, shit.
We got to come up with a synopsis theme song because I reckon that'd be sick, as you suggested.
Maybe even a theme song for trivia as well. And a tiny jingle for Letterboxd, like a doo-doo.
Yeah. That's what this podcast needs, a bit of a jingle. And we've already talked about Christmas, so we're on this page.
Wow.
Oh, this is like so crazy, mate.
Tell us about this movie.
Okay, so Reed, Ian Grufford, Susan, Jessica, Alba, Johnny, Chris, Evans, and Ben, not Charlesworth, Michael Chiklis, face an intergalactic messenger who has arrived to prepare Earth for its destruction. While the being wreaks havoc across the world, the heroic quartet must contend. Sorry, I've got to take a breath. With the unexpected return of their enemy, Victor Von Doom.
Yeah, I didn't know Doom was in this.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, the return of Doom?
Not good.
Well, we knew that he was going to come back, didn't we, I guess, with the post-credit scene. I didn't think he was going to have such a major role that he did.
You know what? I'm really disappointed how they've used... I was going to say Groot. Why the fuck was I going to say Groot? Well, the way that they used Doom in this movie duo, I just feel like he was completely wasted, especially in this movie.
I want to throw out just a bit of trivia immediately.
Please do.
The reason why he didn't have his silver weird scars and shit, they just got rid of it immediately.
Yeah.
Was because apparently the makeup team were like, oh, fuck, this is so just stupid. This takes so long.
Yeah.
It was such an effort that they're like, all right, we'll just put him in a cloak and we won't show him.
You know what's dumb about that, though? Is that's the whole point of Doom. That he's not supposed to take his mask off once his face is... scarred and disfigured.
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be like that. And they could have just kept it like that and he kept the face mask on the whole time and reworked the story into him not working with a Fantastic Four, but being like an outside force that's kind of, you know, again, the overarching bad guy. But also that does lower the stakes of Galactus. If you wanted those two bad guys in the same movie, one, it push comes to shove, one of them is getting the boot, you know?
Yeah.
One of them is going to get less of the spotlight. And obviously it's Doom, but Galactus wasn't that impressive either.
No.
So you might as well have boosted Doom to be the big bad guy in the end.
My biggest query with the whole Doom thing is, so he got shot by a Silver Surfer, took his scarring away somehow, but he still had his powers.
Cosmic radiation.
So how is it that he's, when Silver Surfer goes away, but then Silver Surfer's still technically alive, but Johnny Storm isn't, like, transferring powers anymore.
Yeah.
But Dr. Doom's, like, still nice, clean-skinned boy.
Yeah. So
what happened to him in the end? Did he?
What happened to... So you want to know the logic between all of this stuff?
Yeah.
So, okay. Doom was only exposed fairly recently to the cosmic rays, right?
Mm.
So this effect is not going to wear off. And the Johnny thing was going to be permanent, except he came into contact with the Surfer again at the end when he touched his board. So I feel like the cosmic energies would have drained out of him so that Surfer could use it in the big explosion against Galactus to kill him. Like, rambled on this in my head in the present moment.
Yeah, I get you.
But
get you.
That's how I kind of think of it. There are two things about the Doom thing that I like and dislike. One being, obviously, it gets rid of the whole reason for him wearing the mask thing, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that I like is because it establishes that the cosmic abilities can heal people, and then that is used at the end when Jessica Alba gets stabbed through the fucking chest.
Yeah, and then he's not as shiny.
So
she just made it disappear, just like, pop away,
goodbye. No, but you see, like, that was a cool detail that I liked.
That wasn't a
testy
pop, that was on purpose.
Yeah, you cracked it.
No, that was on purpose.
Excuse me. I like when details do that and they have a callback, but you would only know that if you're, like, really paying attention.
What'd you think of Galactus?
Horrible.
They didn't even show him. There was no Galactus. He was a cloud.
All right, I got a description for him. Where is it? You bastard.
It was on Christmas.
Galactus was so wasted. He looked like a gigantic cosmic fart.
Wow, you just had a breath between that. Could we rerun and do that again one more time?
He looked like a gigantic cosmic fart. Oh, much better flow.
Wow. Yeah, that is true. He did. It was kind of like red in between. So that was like the sphincter where Silver Surfer went in. That was like the deep asshole. That was a sphincter and he kind of like blew the sphincter up from inside.
Nah, it was more he went inside his mouth. He did a reverse Ant-Man Thanos thing.
No, but you said he looked like a giant fart. Farts come from the anus. Okay,
yes.
So he went into the sphincter and blew it up from the inside.
Yeah.
Using insane cock magic.
Crazy.
He was a shiny boy who was like charging up for the ultimate.
So basically, the Silver Surfer was just Galactus's butt plug the whole time.
And then he came inside of him.
God,
and exploded.
Fuck, we're talking about Fantastic Four. We're already talking.
And
about
it's the rise of the Silver Surfer from 2007. There were two weddings in this, but we'll get to that. I want to say my overall statement of this movie is a terrible superhero movie, but it was kind of bad that it was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Would you feel that?
You know what I reckon is, yes, I agree with you. It was more enjoyable than the last one being more entertaining, I would say. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There was no like real flat spots. Everything was action packed, but I think they took the wrong advice from the first movie and they just went, all right, we'll make it action packed and have the goofy flying Fantastic Four car. That's so dumb.
Fantastica.
I know that's in the comics, but that's so dumb. I hate that so much.
You didn't like the scene in when they flew past Great Wall of China and then Reed's like, quick, we need to split off. And they all flew in their own little separate cars.
Terrible. I know. Once again, I know it's comic accurate, but no.
You sure you didn't like it at the end when they said, all right, we're in the middle of the wedding, could you speed it up? And then they flew up and people in Venice are apparently drowning, but then they have time to make a giant four in the air.
Classic Fantastic Four, always getting the priority straight.
Yeah. What do you call people from Venice? Venetians?
Venetian.
Maybe.
Venusian one.
Well, people from Naples are called Neapolitans. I'm pretty sure.
Damn.
So, I think they're called Venetians. We'll run with that.
No, I think you're actually correct.
Yeah.
I think you are correct.
So, all the Venetians are just drowning, and it's like
and the Fantastic Four being like,
shit, quick, we need to create a giant four in the air.
We have to do this. We have no time. We must do this. This is pressing.
Also, did you know that... isn't that funny? Like, the people from Naples are called Neapolitans. There was also a lady called Queen Margherita, and she was the one who named the pizza the Margherita Pizza back in 1889.
So we watched Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer.
From 2007.
All right, I want to express an overall opinion of the movie, and that is that
bloody
the
overalls,
first...
mate. Here you go. Strap them on here.
You know, mate, I'm trendy. Oh, you know,
your Farmer Joe over here.
I'm in the festival attire. Everyone's wearing overalls these days.
Fucking get on with the fucking point, mate. Bloody we want fucking listeners' attention.
Are you trying to slander me?
It's SEO, mate. It's search engine optimization.
I'm going to fucking send you through a wall in a minute. Right. That chip rock is going to be in the shape of your face.
Go.
The first third of the movie is where it's really good. And the last two thirds are like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm.
I like the first third. It's goofy and weird, and it has that magic from the first one that you see at the beginning of the first one and the ending of the first one. You
is
get what
that
I mean?
Mainly because it's still in New York?
Yes. And that is just Marvel through and through, isn't it?
It feels a bit weird when we're in other locations. Not that they can't go to other places, but the end fight in China really felt like they were trying to just make it successful over in China, yeah. Like we know Disney loves to do.
They love. And so Fox
not that it
trying-
can't have the fight in China. It just didn't feel right. Here, if that makes sense. It was like, oh.
And of course, like when they go to a new country, they have to have like the iconic scenery to know that you're in this location.
Quick, fight past like, the Great Wall of China.
Yeah, we have to have the Great Wall of China, or we have to have the London Eye.
Where's the bloody fights in Wuhan?
Yeah, exactly. take us there.
Because everything's good there.
Yep.
If you are listening from Wuhan, we love you. Please keep giving us 5-star reviews, and maybe we'll do a live podcast.
Maybe we can have a tour of one of the research labs over there. Who knows?
I say watch this space. Yeah, I also thought, okay, let's just talk about the wedding. Let's just get that over with.
Okay, good wedding and bad wedding.
Yes.
So let's talk about bad wedding, because best for last, I say.
Why were they suddenly just had a bunch of... Chinese residents joining their wedding.
I got no idea, but just they were probably just like, you saved us. We'll come to your wedding.
Yeah.
You know? We'll get some free food.
Also,
we'll watch you make that giant fucking four in the sky.
Suddenly,
yeah.
Jessica Alba, like, dressed sort of like.
Why? I mean, I guess
you're in China, so you can.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think like that's just the movie trying to be like, oh, look at me.
It's a bit weird, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's that also that whole wedding scene was just very, very strange, and it was poorly paced. They shouldn't have done that at the end, I think.
This is leading into the wedding, but the whole time as well with this movie, they're trying to make Johnny Storm learn about like proper love and be independent.
Yeah, trying to make him serious and stuff.
But then at the end, his new girlfriend, which we don't even see them have an interaction with properly.
No, there's just them kind of arguing. And
he tells her to put a gun down, and next scene they're at the wedding together.
Yeah.
Or maybe I forgot and I blanked out.
No, you're pretty much that. Like, he has like two interactions prior with her, and she's obviously saying no.
Mm.
And then now they're suddenly together, which is like a classic Johnny move in itself, but... Yeah.
And then he just fucking burns the bouquet.
And then he burns the bouquet. He's like, no, I'm not getting married. I'm not ready to get hitched yet.
And he just flies off. Probably goes to get some Venetian pussy or something.
And then she's just like, what the fuck? You just left me. I mean, obviously they're going on a mission, but, you know, she ain't getting home because her boss is dead.
Did you enjoy this one more than the first one?
Mm. I will give a bit of a teaser to my score, being it is a lower score. Okay. But yes, I did enjoy it more.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying what we just said, like it's more entertaining for the majority of the movie.
It is. There was no flats. I also think the hour and a half really lends itself to the enjoyment.
Good. It feels rushed, but...
No, I don't think so. It just does what it has to do, gets
it,
out.
It just gets it done, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it, for me personally, I feel like it does feel rushed in the respect of Doom going back to him. Because at the end battle with him, it's like, oh, I have the board, right? And then just suddenly he gets punched into the water and you don't know what happened to Doom.
That's right, he went into the water. I was going to say, like, what happened to him at the end?
Yeah. I mean, obviously he don't care. Swim. We want to know what happened because they didn't need to make a third one anyway.
I know, but still, what happened? Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
So
that's what happens when you're put to time constraints like that. It can make people want to put more in too quickly. But they get too excited.
I feel like if this movie was any more spaced out with the direction that it was heading, it just would have been boring.
You know what they... Oh, okay, I've just solved this movie. I've just solved it.
Fuck.
Okay. Doom shouldn't have come back in this one.
Yeah.
Or, no, maybe he should have. Okay. He comes back, but Galactus is not in it until the third Fantastic Four, theoretically, right?
Yeah.
He's the big bad in the third one. In comic accurate uniform, but in this second one, it's like the final frontier of Doom, right? And he's fighting with Silver Surfer, like Surfer's bored. Fantastic Four take him down, and Surfer has the final blow, and then Surfer unites with the Fantastic Four in the next movie to take on Galactus on the moon.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think that's what they should have done.
And it's never going to happen.
No. Anyways, we get to just pay me now. Disney, because you own Fox.
But we get to the Better Wedding at the start of the film, and I was very pissed off because there is a part where, okay, the power all goes out.
Yeah.
And the power comes on back immediately. That makes sense because I was like in the flying scene, why are the cars going? Oh, that's right, power's gone.
Yeah.
Helicopter goes out of power.
Yes.
Starts falling down. Chairs are flying everywhere. People are running. Mr. Fantastic
saves someone. Joe Bonkers bananas.
The back rotors are about to hit Alicia. And then Thing, the fucking idiot, saves her. Why? What a wanker.
Oh, we were saying, before we got on the podcast, I was saying her acting was a lot more subtle in this and it wasn't, you know, overt, just trying to, like, pretend to be blind. Like, it seemed a lot more natural in this, which was good.
Yeah.
And there was less of her in the movie because... I don't know. The way that her character is done in the Fantastic Four is weird. It was good that there was less of her in this movie.
Yeah. I also like that Johnny did address, like, how the hell do you just sense me? And she's like, nah, I smell you, ashy.
She has, like, superhuman scent. Like, maybe she could be the fifth member of the Fantastic Four. She has, like, super smell.
She just scents people.
I smell someone in that room.
Damn, I smell him. How do you know what
is
he smells
like?
Is that
Axe body spray? Oh my god.
Anyway, the wedding. What do you think of the good wedding?
It was good. I thought that was a really cool scene leading into another scene being the chase.
Yes, the chase.
It was a good build-up.
Yeah.
You know, you had the tension of, you know, Reed going through his pocket and going, ah, don't worry, I'm not working at my wedding. I'm not doing that.
Stop it. I'm like looking at my PDA.
Yeah.
Get off my back, Sue.
And then Sue's like, what are you doing? You're working at our wedding.
The marriage celebrant? Oh, yeah. How did the marriage celebrant get to the Chinese wedding? If no one else got to the Chinese wedding.
Anyways, with all that. All that stuff. You know what? Sue was the goat in that scene because how many people did the thing save? He only saved Alicia. How many people did Mr. Fantastic save?
Two.
Two people that were falling off a chair. Sue saves everyone from with a giant force field.
And
her wedding.
And she can get rid of pimples with her invisibility now.
That was wild. So she can make certain things invisible.
Yeah, she made the PDA invisible as
well. Which kind of doesn't make sense. Like, wouldn't there be a hole in her head? Because she's not a pimple is a part of your skin. So there's no, like, flat skin underneath it. You would just be making yourself have a hole in your head.
No, don't worry. Yeah, if you look too much into it, it's silly. It's crazy. You don't even have to worry about it. I mean, we did get to see them using their power. They seem stronger in this one.
And more of a team. Yeah, more of a team.
I wonder what they were doing in the past 2 years. This is definitely set 2 years, do you reckon, after the last movie?
You betcha.
Stop pointing at me, you weirdo. No one can see it but me. It's just gonna...
That's what makes it funny.
It's not helping anyone.
It's making me laugh.
Listeners are gonna, like, have a terrible experience.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, it's not
Think
fine.
Think about your audience.
Yeah, so obviously they're stronger, more of a team. It's not you know, they've been having too many... A lot more Uno nights.
Mm.
A lot more Monopoly nights. When you're working on that team building.
I was asking you, what did you think actually, they did in the past of those
games,
2 years?
None of those games required team building. They're all like
solo strategy.
Competing with each other. Well, you know, my logic is flawed.
They have like a team basketball.
Now that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
No, you twit. What are they doing in the past 2 years, do you reckon?
Just like solving petty crimes and things like that.
Armored cars. She said that they were getting like sued for something. Not sued.
Sued. Good one.
Surprised they didn't use that.
Yeah, so, but they were probably doing other science-y shit because, you know, as we said in the last one, they're like, they're more explorers than crime fighters. Mm. They're explorers that fight crime. In that order.
Crime fighters. I have three funny Reed moments.
I do like Reed in this movie, actually. He's a bit of an upgrade from the last one.
I feel like his acting, though, went down.
It went down, but his character went up.
Yes.
Wait, how does that happen?
I think Ian Grufford, or however the fuck you say his name.
He's not great.
Yeah, a lot of the lines just fell... like, extraordinarily flat that it was, like, laughably bad.
Yeah.
First funny Reed scene, the dancing scene at the club.
Oh, that is iconic, that scene. And I'm sure that in Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, they took inspiration from that and put it in the Vegas scene.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. You didn't know where I was going with that,
didn't
you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but I brought it home.
Yeah, sort of. I love the spinning up and then grabbing the girls.
It's just so stupid. Oh my god.
Dude, you need to loosen up. And then
he's just like, there's, I don't know.
And then the thing there, oh, I guess he's loosened up.
What? What?
Okay, second great Reed scene. Squashed behind the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Third best funny Reed scene. This one's my favorite. The force field.
Oh, when he was, like, squished between the two force fields like a pancake.
Yeah.
Pancake Reed was pretty wholesome.
And then he comes back out.
Yeah.
And then his nose just, like, pops back up.
He's got a nice size nose, doesn't he?
Yeah, where it just flops back out.
Damn, we haven't talked about noses for a while on this podcast. Not since the early days.
Yeah.
Damn.
What do you want to say?
I just want to say, you know, appreciate the noses.
Well, hit me with another bloody point, mate. You got your phone off, and I feel like...
I'm hanging off all of your words right now. Like, they're good.
We could talk about, I guess, Johnny Storm is the thing as well. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, the whole power swapping thing with Johnny. Yeah. Like, it's a fun dynamic, but to have it for the whole movie is a bit weird, I think.
Yeah, they didn't use it too much, but...
True, yeah,
it
I
did,
guess so.
Oh, it did get happened.
Although it became a bit of a problem for them when they were doing the London scene.
Yeah,
I thought that was interesting how they changed it, and you got to see how Reed would use another person's powers with his mind.
Yeah, welding. He saved the day with welding. Shout out to all your welders out there.
What happens when you superheat rubber?
Oh, yeah, that's a good scene.
What happens when rubber is super cool?
We didn't talk about that last week, did we?
Last week? Oh, yeah, that...
Where he's, like, frozen Reed.
Actually, you know what? That was a good Doom scene.
Yeah. Wow, we didn't talk about that.
We found a good Doom... Okay, well...
Sorry. Also, that whole London...
London look.
No, you... What is wrong? That whole river, I don't know what it's called.
The Thames.
Oh, it's the Thames, yeah. It's drained.
River Thames.
It's drained, man.
Drained.
Never getting that back.
Gaping.
Yeah, bloody need a pool, man.
Dried out. Need some moisturizer.
Yeah. Which is weird how it's drained, because a river leads to the ocean, so wouldn't the ocean keep filling it in?
Yeah, eventually it would.
Eventually, yeah.
this is true. You're saying the big answers.
I know. Hit me with a point. The big questions. Stop it.
I love your brain. Really great Stanley cameo. No.
Yes.
I'm Stanley. Oh, I miss him so much.
You didn't know him anyway. It's gonna be one of the best Stanley cameos, I think.
It's my favourite. It's my favourite, and it always has been.
The name's Stan Lee. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, I'll get out of here. No, it's Stan Lee.
I also love the quote, "I may be a nerd, but now I'm the smartest guy, and I'm engaged to one of the hottest women ever."
That's so stupid.
And then
she's like, "Oh, I'm so hot for you right now."
What the fuck?
What is this? The dialogue at the end of the movie was horrible. Another one from Invisible Woman, and she's like, "You know, it's our job. It's what we do."
Them making her naked, just...
Again, of course.
Obligatory Jessica Alba naked scene.
They did lingerie
last time.
Yeah. Well, it was just another step forwards this time, wasn't it? We'll see how far we can push it, the director was probably saying.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but, you know, early 2000s. Well, actually, this is late 2000s.
Well, I have some stuff about this director anyway. Yeah.
Who directed this movie?
Tim Story. Same one who did Number One.
Maybe you can tell us a story about Tim.
Shut up, mate. I'm nearly done. What else do you want?
Maybe I had some more things about Doom. No. Oh, well, just other than Julian's acting was even worse than the first movie.
Yeah, his head looked rather larger as well. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Less hair, that's why.
No, but he had like a slimmer head last time.
Did he?
Not as slim.
Maybe he was packing on the kgs with a couple of donuts down by Duncan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Julian. Yeah, Julian
he was going
McMahon.
For a couple of ride-alongs.
What's a product placement as well?
Yeah.
And then the Fantastic Four. Dodge sponsored. I mean, not sponsored by Dodge.
No, it was Dodge. It was Dodge brand.
Yeah, Dodge makes the Fantastic Four.
Can you imagine that? A company having a share. Oh, obviously, that's where he got the money from. No, but he already is rich, though.
Look how much... Yeah, what an upgrade after 2 years. The Baxter building is insane.
That's all from sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said, do we need to take any more endorsements? It's like, yeah, you can never take enough. So they've just been taking all this money. They're just celebrities. Weird, man.
It was...
Is that what they actually are like?
Well, I know they are kind of like celebrities in the comics, but I think they're less like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and properly read some of the early ones, but I know Johnny is like that. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, he does go to bars and he's, you know, hitting on chicks all the time and whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I don't think it's to that extent they're being endorsed all the time. Like, this is a very... this is a very boys thing. Like, in The Boys, it explores that sort of, you know, celebrity superhero rather than a superhero for justice sort of thing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it kind of feels like that at points, which is interesting. It's kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
And then it's also like, oh, I think they're just trying to get as many sponsors in here.
Yeah. And that's obviously Johnny doing that.
But it's also like the producers going, maybe we can just make him wear a suit with Nokia Dodge on it and shit.
It's kind of, it's a bit meta, isn't it? Because that's basically what the producers are doing, getting endorsements.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. It's kind of wild. I also like the rolling scene and the chairs.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We haven't talked about Silver Surfer at all. the guy in the title, we haven't talked about him once.
Lawrence Fishburne was good, I think.
No, he didn't play Silver Surfer, did he?
Yeah, he voiced him.
I thought that voice was familiar. Yeah. I was like, but who played him, like...
Physically?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because obviously...
Aaron Eckhart.
That wasn't Lawrence Fishburne's face.
No, it was. It was Aaron Eckhart.
No, it wasn't. But wow, so it was Lawrence that played him because I was like, this is a bit of a Morpheus sort of voice coming through now.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure, so I was like, he did a good job.
It was pretty good.
You know what? Actually, Silver Surfer, favorite character in this movie for his seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
And the tragic story of him having to do this for Galactus, because otherwise Galactus will go after his homeworld.
Yeah.
That's what happens to the Heralds. They're like prisoners of Galactus.
It would have been cool, I guess, maybe to see some of his stuff, but I'm not too concerned that we didn't, you know. I felt they gave enough context and stuff. You felt for him.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good as well.
He looked decent.
Yeah. I will say that.
That CGI definitely holds up in some areas.
Out of, like, the rest of the CGI, like, with... the fire Johnny at the end with all the powers and shit. There's definitely a lot of bad stuff, but
I think I've heard that metal CGI is pretty easy to do. Well, not easy, but it's pretty manageable to get it looking realistic.
Mm.
I think that's how the Transformers movies were so successful, with looking good for so long.
Because he's a bit of a Mercury boy, isn't he?
He's a bit of a Mercury boy, yeah. The Shine, you know, it's very satisfying to look at.
And he was pretty powerful during the...
which I really liked that. I enjoyed that.
German scene, the German forest scene.
Yeah, he just like full-on wanked those guys.
I didn't see that part, but I must have been... When I was having my tuna salad during the movie, I must have been looking down at my salad when that happened. Must have been a brief split second of Silver Surfer wanking off the army. And I looked up and I saw a massive explosion and you're like, whoa!
And that's what it was. There you go, all at once.
I missed it. Yep. Shit. Dude, London is pretty powerful. Yeah, he basically put 7 craters in Earth. Sorry,
farted.
You wouldn't be able
to
hear that.
No, we would definitely be able to hear that fart on the podcast.
I don't reckon you would be able to hear that fart.
We will.
No, because I was talking. I was ruining the mic.
Wrong.
Right. Oh, it stinks bad.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Anyways.
Do you want to pause?
You're talking about... No, stinks. We're powering through.
All right. You can smell it.
No, I can't smell it yet.
You can definitely smell
it. I'm just waiting for it to hit me.
He was strong, but he did. He put like 7 craters in Earth that are still there. They're just going to stay there.
That's it.
The River Thames, Thames. Shit.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Beep that out.
No, I'm keeping that in.
The river. It will never be a river again.
No.
Unless they fill it up with concrete, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Also, those holes go all the way down to the mantle. So, it's kind of fucked.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for Earth. Maybe that's why they didn't make a number 3, because just
Earth is dead.
Earth is dead.
No, the global warming situation would be horrible.
Swells. Anyway, shall we get on to trivia? Yes,
yeah.
I think so.
Wait, let me have another look. Let me just have another look through my things.
And see if we've missed out on what are you talking about?
The music was generic. It wasn't as iconic this time round, because they didn't have the Fantastic Four original theme in it.
Yeah.
Which was... horrible decision making.
Yes.
Yep. That was bad. Already did that. Yep. Blah, 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 blah. I think we're pretty good.
And we talked about Silver Surfer, thank God.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if we got through this whole podcast and didn't mention him once?
That is lucky, because we would have done that.
You said it's trivia time.
Yeah.
Before we talked about Silver Surfer.
Yeah. We talked about Galactus. I know that.
We talked about Galactus before Silver Surfer.
Well, we just said we briefly mentioned Silver Surfer blowing up Galactus's asshole. But that was...
Yeah, but that wasn't much of a big deal.
Trivia time.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Alba wore a blonde wig because her hair suffered from all the bleaching in Fantastic Four, the first one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I was going to say her hair looked very blonde, didn't it?
And it looked a little bit puffy.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see it puffy.
It looked unnatural to me.
It looked very blonde.
Her eye, she had contacts in for sure, because those eyes were looking weird.
Yeah.
Like, they were an unnatural blue.
Damn, my kind
not
of blue.
Not to be critical or anything, but I'm critical of that. They should have just left her natural eyes like the first movie.
Natural eyes and natural hair. Yeah. Keep it brown. No, just bleach your hair. Come on. Do it for the nerds.
Yeah. It's got to be comic accurate.
You're not a true Sue Storm if you don't bleach your hair.
If your hair's not actually blonde, get out of here.
Oh, what? It's damaging it? Fuck off.
The nerd community won it.
Okay. Enough silliness about Jessica Alba, because this is actually kind of weird. Jessica Alba, upon receiving criticism about her performance in this film, said that the director, Tim Story, told her, "It looks too real. It looks too painful. Can you be prettier when you cry? Cry pretty, Jessica. Don't do that thing with your face. Just make it flat. We can CGI the tears in."
Hold on. Yeah, I thought her acting was a little bit stilted this time round as well.
Yeah.
What? So the director was like...
He wanted her just to be hot in every scene and just deliver...
So that's why we have all this fucking weird naked shit.
And like a line like, "Oh, I'm so hot right now," and weird shit like that.
Because all right.
Yeah.
This guy.
Sorry if I've tainted your score a little, but...
No. My score's the same. It's still...
Still a 10. Oh, you're bad. No,
What a fuck.
You're a misogynist, Ed.
No, what? This guy sounds like a fuckwit.
Holy shit. He does, yeah. Fucking cry pretty or some shit like that.
That's creepy.
What?
That's like Dan Schneider stuff.
Yeah, it's weird.
We're all about defamation here.
Originally as well, Lawrence Fishburne was meant to voice Galactus.
And that would have been really cool.
And then they're like, "Oh no, we'll make Galactus mute and you'll voice Silver Surfer."
The fuck?
Yeah.
That's an extremely dumb but kind of smart decision at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would you cast as Silver Surfer? Who do you reckon could also be Silver Surfer?
Aaron Eckhart.
No, he could.
Yeah.
No, but not at this point, though, because he was too young.
I was talking about then, not now.
Yeah, but he was too young back then.
No, I'm not talking about now, I'm talking about then. Anyway, who would you cast?
Give me this. I would probably cast...
Clive Owen?
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
No, I wouldn't cast...
Clunes doesn't do much these days, does he?
No, he doesn't, actually. But ever since Batman, that scarred him.
Clive Owen? You reckon Clive Owen? You remember we watched The International and he was the guy in that? The one we watched with Nana and Pa about the banking.
I can't remember. You'll have to show me after the podcast. Oh, you know who I'd cast? Is the... John Candy.
John Candy? Why John Candy?
It's John Candy.
You wouldn't cast John Candy?
100% I'd cast John Candy.
No, you wouldn't.
What a man.
That's Clive Owen back then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing names. I don't know what I'm saying.
Actually, no.
That's stupid.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. People are just rolling around.
Okay, next point. We've
Letterboxd. James says, "Sadly, not cinema. Sadly, did not come. 1.5 stars.
Yeah.
Megan says, "Susan versus having to get naked in public in both movies. 3.5 stars. Very true.
Yeah.
And Keegan says, "The moment when they stop the entire climax to point out that the Fantastica is a Dodge is peak cinema.
Yep.
4 stars. Bit generous there, Keegan, but I understand it was peak cinema.
Maybe he's a Dodge fan.
He must be a Dodge fan. This has never happened on our podcast and will only happen for this one. And maybe, this is random, okay? Only really? Some episodes I'll do this.
Oh, okay.
But
you've got me, no, I won't say that.
Hard? Please, leave it for after the podcast. Before we finish and give our scores...
Oh, man, you're teasing me.
I want to talk about... I know this is technically trivia, but I want to talk about the cancelled third film that was meant to be. There was meant to be a third film, but this was obviously critically panned like the first one.
Yeah.
But it flopped at the backs office.
The backs office. It's Christmas.
I got sweaty hands.
Let's get into this. I'm excited.
First thing, Black Panther was meant to be in the first, in the third one.
Ayo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ayo, Mr. White.
It was slated to bring Black Panther into the film series, and it was meant to have a 2009 release date.
Whoa.
So every 2 years, there would be a fantastic film.
Black Panther was a Fox property at this point.
Well, actually, no, he wasn't. The rights remained at Marvel, so like, oh, shit, well, we can't do that.
Dumbasses.
Also, the cast of the first two films, with the exception of Michael Chiklis, expressed no interest in making a third film. Obviously, Jessica Alba didn't want to be around that environment. Probably Chris Evans was getting offers other shit as well.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want to stay in that character.
No. Chris Evans was gearing up for Captain America.
No, he wasn't. That was 5 years after.
5 years after? Yeah, man. Yeah, probably...
5 years to gear up.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably casted him.
He was gearing, man. He was totally gearing.
I reckon they were getting ready to cast at that point.
Apparently, the
probably not.
Third film's villain was meant to be the Puppet Master.
Whoa.
And it was going to focus a lot more on Ben and Alicia's relationship. So I'm glad it wasn't made.
Hang on, can we have a bit of a Puppet Master Google?
Yes.
He is an interesting villain. In Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe, which is a great comic book that everyone should read.
Mm-hmm.
Puppet Master basically is a slave for that Deadpool on the wall, because we got a poster.
It's a visual, Scott. Okay, no one's going to know.
I've got to explain this better. So basically, Puppet Master is forced to work for an alternate version of Deadpool, and he like gets a bunch of Marvel characters and throws them off buildings. Like, I'm talking heaps of people.
Yeah, right.
He just like mass suicides them off a building, pretty much, for this ultimate evil Deadpool.
Wild.
Yeah, so that's all I know about him. But yeah, so he can control people like... what are those voodoo dolls? Yeah.
So that's what he would have done. He would have controlled Ben and Alicia.
I think that would have been a goofy movie, and I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just, permanently scrapped it and then rebooted it with the 2015 one. And then obviously we know that didn't go well.
Yep.
And now they're making a new one, 2024 or 5 or something.
Who knows if this one will go well, because at this point, there hasn't been a good Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, no, 4 bad ones, sorry. Yeah. Oh, well, we haven't seen the 1991.
94, isn't it?
94, yeah. So we'll watch that one day as well. That's only on YouTube or some shit, but we'll watch that one day. Maybe like next year we'll watch that.
Yeah, maybe.
Give it a break before we get back into it.
We're too Fantastic Four. Oh, God, he farted again. Too Fantastic Four'd out.
So, yeah, that was my little thing. I think Black Panther would... this cast would be weird. In this universe, I don't know. A goofy Black Panther would be super weird.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, actually.
Give me your score.
All right. It's obviously lower than the first one, so I'm giving it a 4 out of 10 nugs.
I am exactly the same. 4 out of 10 nugs.
Oh, nice.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.